the Alliance for National Transformation and say that the Sovereignty Bill 2026 is a death sentence for Ugandan democracy and the economy. The party is the party in a statement spoke against the bill, whose scrutiny is expected to begin on Monday as the parliament is joined to committees on defense and internal affairs, and that of legal and parliamentary affairs begin scrutinizing it. The Alliance for National Transformation, labeling it a thinly veiled attempt by the ruling elite to consolidate absolute power under the gaze of national interest. And acting national coordinator Alice Alasso Asnant described the bill as a direct assault on the fundamental rights of Ugandans, warning that its enactment would isolate the nation and dismantle the progress made in civil society and economic involvement. While the government maintains that the bill is necessary to protect Uganda from foreign interference and argue that the legislation is designed to enslave the opposition and the citizens, the party highlighted several existential threats posed by the bill, including silencing dissent with the vague definitions within the law that are likely to allow the state to criminalize activists, opposition voices, and online engagement, and also highlighted the economic collapse of the bill if passed in its current form. The party said by alienating donors and international investors, the bill risks cutting off vital aid flow and weakening the national investment climate. The party led by Uganda's former military commander General Mugisha Muntu says the proposed law is likely to cripple vital services, especially the NGOs that provide essential health, education and humanitarian aid in the country. The ANT party also says the bill seeks to concentrate oversight within a single ministry, effectively eliminating transparency and accountability in governance. The Alliance for National Transformation has declared that the bill must be thrown out in its entirety and has called for a massive multi-sectorial resistance strategy.